Hey Shirley.
Hello, Jennifer.
I hopefully we're not the only ones.
Don't know. Then it was my lucky day. I signed up for being the note taker.
Yay!
Let's
Oh my
see.
gosh.
But you and I can rush through the agenda.
I think even better, we'll have a calming meeting moment and just decide to have no meeting. Oh, and so data import SIG, we adopted the calming practice. So the fourth week, no meeting. And if there's a 5 week, no meeting. So just
Let's see how it goes. It's and if we benefit from it, so that's the whole purpose.
Definitely. Hey, Jeremy.
Howdy, how are you doing?
Oh, good. We were about to say maybe we were all excited to maybe implement a calming meeting moment and
I think we should implement meeting calming and in between calm meetings. And if we could do both of that, we'll be doing pretty well.
Oh,
I'm glad it's Thursday. Oh.
My daughter visited me this this afternoon, and then she came because of all of this snow. I had only this I have cleaned up my driveway pretty nice,
Yeah.
but it's there's not the usual enormous space to park your car. So she had
Yeah.
taken the car and then bumped with the nose of her car directly to the nose of my car. But the thing is that it's her dad's electric car, and it has I think it's impossible in snow.
Yeah.
So she and I, we have just spent more than an hour to
Oh,
to
God.
clear out and move my car a little bit, and then back and forth several times to get that car out again.
Oh,
But
my
we
gosh.
did it.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky. It actually turned to rain, so most of our snow is now, it's not completely gone, but
Okay.
it's sunny today, actually, which is like, wow.
So where you're at, it's not 70 degrees with like a high of 80 there. Okay.
No, we started out in the 20s, which and we're gonna hit like maybe 40, which is so we're kind of in the warm, and then it's gonna go down again. So this happens all the time in New England. It's like we're the roller coaster of weather. 70s. Is it 70s in Texas?
Yeah, and it doesn't. It won't get quite up to 80 today, but 77 is the high today.
That's a lot. I did see some cherry blossoms getting confused and starting to bloom on my way in today. But it's going to get up to 50, I think.
Supposed to be 43 today.
All right, let's go and get started. Jeremy and I had a great meeting earlier this week, and we're going to be taking turns leading both the planning meeting and the PC meetings. So you'll notice that we're going to be kind of switching off for the remainder of our term. I am looking for the share button. It's
It's
great
no
to have
longer
everyone
green.
back. I've got to tell you, I came back from the holidays and can't remember how anything works. So
That,
here we go.
yep.
All right. We're also doing the trial run of calendar calming. So we went ahead and took the PC topic calendar that Alexis so generously made for 2026. And we penciled those in for a couple weeks, even though we're just trying it out, just so we could get a sense of what to expect. We also added PC Chair Lead so that we know who's on each week. And that might be helpful for other people to know too. We are hoping to start populating this, and we'll talk a little bit about that more today. Any other announcements? Great. I know a lot of people are working on upgrading to Sunflower right now, so eager to hear how those go.
Oh, well, I don't mind tooting our horn about that. We did, I mean, we're in the middle of our upgrade, but we were able to go from Poppy to Sunflower all in one day yesterday, which was pretty incredible. I'm pretty proud of our operations folks. So that's, yeah, three upgrades in one day. So,
That's one giant leap.
yes.
Great. All right. Let's move on then to liaison updates. Looks like we're just looking to hear from CC.
There hasn't been anything. We meet next week, but there
Okay.
haven't been any meetings.
All right, great. We do, speaking of, I was just thinking, oh, who's taking notes today? I think we had a volunteer from.
I am taking notes,
Thank
Caitlin.
you. Thanks, Charlotte. We do need volunteers for note takers. So I'll go ahead and pop the link to the topic calendar into the note takers Slack. But I want to encourage you, if you want to go ahead and jump in, to go ahead and pencil your name in for note taker. If you want to go ahead and grab some days. Now that we have calendar calming, we do have fewer note-taking responsibilities to spread around. And updating topic calendar. So as we look at the next 6 months, kind of heading into summer, Jeremy and I were talking about how helpful it would be if we could start penciling in some of the major like deadlines, milestones that might be coming up, especially for the subgroups. For instance, if you know that you're going to deliver a recommendation or a report by a certain date, then maybe we could go ahead and pencil you in the next week to present to PC, just so we can start blocking out that time and making sure that we have ample time to accomplish everything that we need to do and just give us a sense of what's coming when. The priorities subgroup is going to be meeting later today, and the subgroup has kind of split into two. Alexis is going to be leading the sub-subgroup that is coordinating interactions with SIGs and kind of liaising with SIGs on priorities. So we would like to start getting some of those SIG updates penciled in here too. Those take time. So, we might want to think, if a lot is landing on one day, we wouldn't want to schedule a lot of SIG updates on that day, for instance. So that's one of the reasons why we want to go ahead and start blocking that out. So can I ask the subgroups to take a look at this topic calendar and pencil in any time that you think you might need? We can always change it later. But if you have any major milestones or deliverables coming up, let's go ahead and get them on this calendar. And if anyone has other ideas for things that we might want to block out time for, we'd love to do that. Any questions about topic calendar? I don't know if you guys can hear the very loud hammering right outside my office window, but it is occupying a large part of my brain right now.
Not coming through at all, really.
Yeah, sorry,
Great.
it's just you. Yeah.
We're so fortunate to be in a historical building and they're redoing the roof. It's going to be very beautiful. It's very loud. All right. We have a tri-council meeting coming up in this time slot on the 22nd. And we want to just kind of poll the group about things that we might want to talk about during that time.
One of the things that came up on the Tuesday meeting was the idea that we might be able to get through a lot of our PC time by just having our working groups give updates on what they're working on, and it would kind of share the load a little bit. So I don't know if folks are interested in taking that approach, but that was an idea that got shared. I see Jennifer's hand and then Alexis's hand.
Thank you.
Yeah, in our working group for the release management stakeholders, we wanted to ask the Tri-Council, who, well, we actually found out who's in charge of folio.org and the social media accounts, which is Hannah Murphy. But I think we wanted to maybe clarify or ask if there was any process around that, and with one of maybe community council has something that, we don't know about that we could use. And then we wanted to maybe an update on the if because we thought we heard at WolfCon that there was going to be a group investigating COA governance. And I don't know if that group has met or not. It was a tri-council group. And we also weren't sure who the elected officials are for folio.org. And I think that is kind of, our question about, like COA governance, because they have elected members. Folio, where I don't think they do, but there's a treasurer. And I think there's like a Folio product manager, but I'm not sure who that is. So those are the topics that we wanted to propose.
Great. Alexis?
Yeah, just to respond a little bit to what Jennifer was just asking about. I mean, there are folio officers and they're not elected, but they're, I don't exactly know how it works, but they're sort of coerced. But yeah, but they meet, I'll say they meet every, they used to meet weekly. I don't know how often they meet now, but yeah, like the treasurer and the secretary and all those folks. So yeah, but it's not, that information is not like up on a website or like there's, it's not, yeah, like you, just 'cause somebody had to do something for you. So it would be really good to be more transparent about that for sure. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I believe I have some insight into their meeting cadence. I believe it's monthly, and we've been combining it with the chair's meeting. And so the chairs meet with the officers. It's an hour-long meeting block, with the first half being with the chairs and the officers, and then the officers drop off, and the last half is just the chairs.
Ah.
Where we all are like, what were the officers talking about?
The other thing I wanted to mention was it's come up a few times in the community council meetings that just sort of the things we're supposed to be following up on from WolfCon are those are a lot of the things I think they want to talk about at the upcoming tri-council meeting because it's the first one we're having since WolfCon, I believe. So all the, like you said, the subgroups, Jeremy, and all the things that we were supposed to follow up on or everyone was supposed to do following WolfCon, I think are the my understanding is that that might be a lot of what folks want to discuss at the Tri-Council meeting.
Little status check. Autumn?
I got some late breaking info from Harry Kaplanian, who is one of the folks who had expressed interest in looking at some other governance modules or models, modules, folio modules. It sounds like that work has not gotten off the ground, so I think maybe we should propose some of that. And I don't know if it's going to fall like, it's certainly pertinent to at least a couple of our subgroups. Not sure if it should be a PC effort, a tri-council effort, but I think it would be a good idea to follow up on that.
We are meeting with the other chairs on Monday and can raise that and make sure it gets on the agenda since it's kind of a cross-cutting thing. Jeremy?
I was just going to say that I have taken it on myself to investigate Koa's governance model and spent a little bit of time before the break digging into that. And it is diff very different and very interesting, the specific differences. I think I don't know who this group is that's meeting about it, but I wouldn't mind joining them. And I think it would be really good to make sure that, yeah, we get that information and kind of disseminate it out to the councils. So I don't know. Who should I guess I should talk to Harry about this?
Maybe so we had to like do some archaeology into the shoulder meeting notes, and it wasn't entirely clear. Harry was the one who brought it up, and then Jen, Lisa McCall, Jen Colt, Lisa McCall, and somebody else that I'm forgetting had expressed some interest in forming a little group to do that. It just sounds like it never got off the ground.
The 30-second version of the biggest differences is that they basically have three different executive positions that they elect on a per release basis that are kind of executive positions. So it's like a head of QA, head of documentation, and I'm forgetting all three of them, but it is very interesting. It's kind of a king for a day kind of model. And they just put these folks in charge. They see it through a release, and then with every release, they kind of decide again as a community who is going to fill those roles.
That is interesting. Good intersections with some of the work that's going on right now. Okay, so I made a note that when we have the chairs meeting on Monday, we need to raise this issue of the governance model, and also probably Jennifer raised some of the questions about the website and like how we're what's on the website, how we're communicating information about leadership positions, and see if we can get those on the agenda for the 22nd. We'll plan to do subgroup updates. It sounds like that's good for everybody. And if there's anything else comes up between now and then, we'll see if we can make room for it. I think after the tri-count, or sorry, after the meeting with the chairs, we'll probably get a deck together that we can start populating. So get that done sooner than later. All right. So speaking of working groups, wanted to check in and see how things are going. I know that it could be that very few of us have met since our last meeting, but just wanted to open it up for updates.
I can go. The release management group actually had our first meeting since December, yesterday. No, 2 days ago. What is today? We talked about the meeting that POs had in December, where they, I guess, are kind of working, thinking about some of the same stuff around communication, release communication, especially, and they are also wanting to produce some more like human readable, brief, accessible blurbs about updates for each app. So the focus right now is kind of coordinating with them on that.
Great. That sounds really cool.
Anything else, y'all, that I'm not remembering?
We were gonna reach out to Hannah just to revive kind of the folio.org website, and kind of I guess the social media posts. So especially if people are looking at that site, they don't think it's like a folio's dead. Folio is very active and alive and still kicking.
Priorities subgroup has not met, I don't think, since our last meeting. But we are going to have our first kind of split sub subgroup check-in today. right after this meeting. So we've got one group that is going to be working on trying to roll up some of the larger like groups of priorities into a bigger category to try to capture the business need. And we're just doing that as sort of a pilot to see if it's something that we could possibly create a list of highest priority business needs that we could then prioritize. That came out of a meeting with the POs. So we're going to see how it goes. I hope to have something for you guys to look at probably in a month or two. Alexis, do you want to talk about the other subgroup?
Yeah, we're just going to be working on the documentation and the scheduling and the planning for, what's the how often are we going to want to get the priorities from the SIGs, providing some documentation and examples, best practices for folks who are working on their priorities, just kind of getting making everything clear for the folks who actually have to do the work and for us on how to just keep this process going in the long run.
I
can.
any
Oh,
thank you.
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say anyone else.
Yeah, I can give an update for the community directed development working group. So we've our first milestone is trying to come up with a minimally viable DIP development initiative proposal. And we hope to bring that forward by the end of February. And so our meeting was small. It was Charlotte and Thomas and I, but we got some good work done. And what we've been doing is basically there's been two versions of the DIP put out there. One, the initial one that was last spring, and then a version that was included in the CDDF proposal closer to WolfCon. And so interestingly, when you take the version in the CDDF and you try to turn it into a minimally viable version, you start to walk back some of it to the original proposal that was given in the spring, but not completely. So what we've been doing is we've been taking the two versions and kind of doing a diff of them and seeing how they are different and deciding which aspects of the original version are still viable for a minimally viable version, and which ones actually were improved by elements in the second version. I think in the end of this dialogue, we'll end up with a third version, which is this minimally viable DIP that we have set out to create. That's the plan, at least.
Thanks, Jeremy. That's great. At the risk of sounding stupid, is better sample data still meeting? I was just trying to figure out where we are with extant subgroups.
We are. We've taken a bit of a break. We're picking back up again in February.
Okay, wow, great. Are there any other active subgroups? That's it, right? Great. I second guess myself sometimes.
I do. I do wonder. Technically, I mean, I guess we have a subgroup to try to figure this out. But the R is RMS a subgroup of PC or not? I know that we do have a liaison for it. I don't know. I get confused about that.
I think we were
It's
gonna.
listed in both places, I guess. It's listed under our subgroups, and we handle it during the liaison portion.
Weren't we gonna our release management group, weren't we gonna look into that and kind of, suggest like a recommendation on whether it's a subgroup or like how it falls under PC maybe? Because
Yeah.
yeah, it is confusing because it's I think it's referred to as different things in different areas.
Yeah. I know whenever I'm going through the portion of our meeting where we do the either the liaison updates or the working group check-ins, I always have this cognitive burden where I'm like, where do we talk about this? But Yeah, you're right. It's a conversation in process.
More basic questions. So the we have two kind of separate but related efforts, right? Like we have a liaison to the release management stakeholders group where that keeps the information flowing. But the work that Autumn and the release management subgroup folks are doing seems to me to be parallel but independent of that.
So maybe I'm horribly confused, but if you go to the Product Council subgroup page, they have subgroups listed out there up at just at the top of that section.
Oh, that there's this right here.
So I mean the yeah that's the, that is exactly the source of my confusion.
And are new notes being added here? Yes.
Apparently new.
And are these the like official notes of the release management stakeholder group? Yeah, Alexi is adding. Well,
They're not all here. I
okay.
know I found RMS notes from December. I don't know why they're not on this list.
He doesn't consistently take notes. I think 'cause, and that's something we talked about as well as maybe an area where we can help Alexei, because he's running the meeting, he's taking notes, he's sending out announcements, he's kind of doing it all, which he probably doesn't have to do, but that's something we're talking about as well, yeah, because they and the group has changed names over time, so I think we need to reach out to that group and kind of just do, get a history of the group and, how the members have been, assigned to that group, or if they're liaisons and all of that information.
And it sounds to me like that kind of administrative support role to the release management stakeholders group could be within scope of the release management subgroup. Look forward to hearing about your ideas there. Let's leave it for now. I'd kind of like to clean up the subgroup area, just maybe put like inactive and put the inactive ones in there because on particularly, hectic days, I'm like, what are the subgroups? I can't even remember. It'd be helpful to have it really clear there.
Isn't there a list that says whether they're inactive or active? I can't remember where that page is, but I think we already have a page. But
I do think it is listed out. There's a table of them on the on that top page right there. Yeah,
top
right there.
page.
Yeah. And I do believe that further down, yeah, they have completed groups. So it could be the case that we need to move some of those down possibly into the lower table.
Okay, I see why you're confused because release management stakeholders is on here. Great. Well, we can just do a little tidying. Easily done. All right, let's go back to notes for today. Identification of integrating tools is something that kind of came out of the shoulder meeting. There have been a couple, I think, related ideas that have been kicking around. Jeremy and I were talking about like, where are we with this? Wanted to check in and see what, if anything, is being done, what people are interested in doing, and do we need to get something going on this front?
Not to put him on the spot, but I do believe Martin has been curating a list of such things, if I'm not mistaken.
what I wanted to say. So I would be interested in something like a list or table of enhancements or folio or some kind of software that or tools that can be used with folio to enhance the functionality of whatever. And curating a list is maybe a bit too high. I have a small, rather small list that that I'm using to track if, some tools I stumble upon that and I find useful that they are adding them to this list. But it's not a I haven't at the moment I do not have a some I have some idea how to do it more in a more how to say holistic way or it's just when I stumble upon things then I add them to the list and I don't know if this list is really is helpful to anyone so I would be interested in maybe having some more formalized approach maybe or some kind of more maybe official or whatever so that someone who has some kind of specific needs can look into this list or whatever to and try to find out if someone else already has done this job or has already developed some kind of tool, whatever. I think this would be really helpful. Just, I mean, for example, after the these presentations from LOC at WolfCon about these enhancements, everyone was like, "Wow, that would be really helpful." If now someone joins the community, they don't have any knowledge about that. And they may not know about that. So, I or if you're just haven't been to WolfCon and haven't heard the presentation, you will not know. And I think this is the case with a lot of such development, and it would be really good to have it on more visible.
Thank you so much, Martin. And I think there's definitely demand. I think that the people are really interested in this. My question would be whether we need to get a couple of people to help you, get some volunteers, and maybe have a small subgroup to just create a formal list, like you said, a little dictionary of relating tools. I think this question also came up when we heard from was it GBV that presented on the their RFID app.
It's
So
BBB,
there
but
might be tiers, like different categories of related applications.
yeah.
Alexis and Charlotte have their hands up, and
I
there's
just
some
wanted to
interesting links shared also in the chat. I just want to point.
yeah, the link I shared it's to my personal Confluence space. I don't know if you if anyone has access to that, but that's the list I was referring to. So if you have access, you can just have a look if it's oh yeah fine. So basically maybe I can just tell you. So I'm what I record is some kind of name if I find it or if not I'm making one up and I'd also try to categorize them in if it's a UI app or backend app or something standalone, whatever browser extension, and with a short description as and some keywording, but that's not really precise. And I try to record where the sources can be obtained if I know it. And who or where some documentation is, or who can be asking. Also, if there's any hint, if this is still supported, or maybe it was only support, done for a certain release of folio or whatever, to get to know if you have if it may be still up to date, or if it might be ready to use for your release. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Martin. Alexis?
I put a link in the chat to a list. It's a I the last time it was updated was the middle of 2025, but it's the Arlef group started a list of their integrations with Folio, and it's both sort of home-baked plus also commercial products, a variety of different basically anything that folks are using with Folio, and that might be stuff to add to this. Because it is just a small group of libraries, but it would. But one of the things, I mean, I'm glad to see here are all the things that the German libraries are doing, which, which we all can benefit from. So I think maybe combining those would be good.
Great. And Charlotte?
So I think with your document, Martin, and the Arlef list, etc., we have a really good starting point, and then we can reach out to the implementer SIG and make sure that we get their input as well, and make this list comprehensive. And I think it is really useful, and will. Can maybe enhance Folio in a very quick way for some things that there has been seen as gaps for many libraries for a long time, until eventually maybe there will be true Folio compliant modules, apps replacing it.
Great. Jeremy?
So, I'll step out of character and ask a practical question and say, how should we tackle this? Like, what should our next steps be? Do we want to have? I think it makes good sense to me if the product council had, produced and maintained a list of integrating products, something like that, and made that. Publicly available for people, kind of publicize that list. But how would we want to tackle if we do, want to do that? How do we, as a council, want to tackle creating and maintaining such a list?
I would like to recommend a small subgroup. It could have a near-term deliverable. Like if we had maybe one or two volunteers to work with Martin to figure out just like cadence of update communication with other like liaison with the implementers group and others. I think we could, that's worked well for us on other fronts, and we could set something up fairly quickly. Martin?
Yeah. So my I think that maybe the product council can be, let's say, some kind of the responsible party for such a list. I think it's important to get to have some way to easily let people add themselves or their tools to such a list. I mean, not the that we are not having to do research or searching about what tools do exist, but that people can and encourage people to just proactively get their tools into such a list or in such a directory.
Great idea.
So, would you want me to present this to the implementer SIG, or go with that to the implementer SIG and ask them about their opinions, and then report it back into this council?
I think that's a great next step. Do you need any help with this? Would you like any help? Or do you feel like you have the momentum to go ahead and take care of that?
Well, actually, what I can present or tell them is what I do have, and or this Aleph list, which I didn't know before, and some of the incentives. But if anyone has also some ideas about what how this could be, how this could look like, and then definitely can. Would be nice to have some help or some assistance.
Do we have any volunteers to help, Martin?
Is there
See
just a
Charlotte's
Aleph
hand.
or?
Yeah,
Oh, I
I can
apologize.
help. I can help if you like. But and my first suggestion would actually be, what about we simply took your list, Martin, and enhanced it with the Aleph list and make one document, and then we call it draft. And then we put it under the PC space, because then we are, and then we present that for the implementer SIG. So then they, we are kind of in the works.
Yeah, I mean, integrating the Aleph list and mine is at least with us the short I had a short look on the Aleph list, and I think they are recording some kind of other information. This is about information of which other software is being to which other software there are some kind of adapters or interfaces that so to combine these software, for example, with well, it's not always it's EDIFACT, it's also standard. So I'm not quite sure if, what this list of Aleph is telling me. If you have more information about that, it'd be useful, I think.
Kristen and then Alexis.
I am. Todd is not here, but I feel 99% sure that he populated that Arleth list, and he also is kind of our official rep on Arleth. I don't actually even know right now what the current status of Arleth is in terms of work that it's doing. I mean, I noticed for Chicago it says we haven't updated anything since 23, but some other people have updated in the fall. So, I can volunteer him, or at least, you should reach out to him, Martin, and maybe find out a little more, because I don't even know. Like, when I look at the Arleth list, I'm not sure what other solution for us exactly means. And so you probably have that question too, and you so maybe that would be a person. I don't know if he's I don't want to volunteer him to be like on the subgroup necessarily, but he might be able to help you with the Arleth background.
Alexis?
Yeah, my understanding about the list is that it's I guess looking at it more closely, it's different in certain ways from the list that Martin has created, because it's really a lot of commercial products, or it's not they're not necessarily homegrown or developed specifically for Folio. It's we have integrated our library has integrated this external tool with Folio, and the purpose of it, I think, has been if other libraries say, oh, I also want to integrate Kiosoft with Folio and I'm not really sure how to do it, oh, let me contact Stanford and they can help me. So, or I'm looking for a new, remote storage management system and I want to know which ones work with Folio or whatever. Like, so it's just a way to know what applications are can be integrated with Folio and other institutions have already done it so that you can then potentially go to them for advice.
So it sounds like the minimum viable product on this would be definitely getting the hard work that Martin has done into the PC space. It sounds like you might learn some things from the implementers group too. So maybe that can be part of the conversation with them as what's useful in terms of how this information's being presented. Would it be helpful to have, for instance, a separate section for existing integrations, or should the focus really just be on kind of ancillary applications right now? Lisa?
Yeah, I have a few ideas. I'm glad the conversation expanded because I don't want to overcomplicate things, but Martin, if you want, I would love to meet with you and we can talk about it because we want to crowdsource this, so we want to make it as simple as possible but also clear. So just kind of finding a way to I do think there are two separate lists here that are being talked about, and you could just have tabs on the table. And people could add to one or the other, but just to make clarity with it. So if that sounds like something you're on board with, not that I don't know, I'd be happy to work with you on it. But if that goes against what you're envisioning, Martin, I
No,
understand.
I'm not in. I mean, I think I have an idea of what I would find useful, but I do not have a sort of vision. If I had that, I would have done it maybe already. I mean, this list was perfectly okay for myself, but I think there is, or there could be some really great advantages in having that some kind of this list published and accessible to everyone. So I'm glad to hear other ideas, and I'm happy to have a small group. And Lisa and Charlotte, we can.
Great.
I think I will just direct message you, and we can find out some time slot for talking about that.
Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. So we have a new subgroup. Figure out what to call it, tools and integrations or something like that. Looking for a lightweight way for us to maintain lists of tools and potentially also integrations that work with Folio. So we look forward to hearing from you guys. All right, let's go dive back into our agenda. So I didn't leave any time for newsletter topics, or I think this defining agenda for the next two meetings was a little bit ambitious. We could probably take that off. Such dreams we've had. But newsletter topics, this is something that's going to come back up, this idea of trying to have a regular newsletter. So you will be hearing more from us about this in coming weeks. And so we just wanted to like signal to you, if you can be thinking in the back of your mind, like, oh man, I wish I had known this information earlier. I wish that I got a monthly newsletter that had things like this in it, or my subgroup is making this valuable information. Maybe we should be sharing it through a regular communication tool like a newsletter. We're going to be coming back to that soon. All right. I want to give a big thanks to Charlotte for jumping in to take notes today. Please do sign up to be a note taker. Add your milestones to the topic calendar so that we can start kind of getting a sense of what's coming. We'll be in touch with more information and a deck for the Tri-Council meeting. And we look forward to hear from our newest subgroup as you guys kind of get on your feet. Anything else before we wrap up?
We should make it explicit who will add this new subgroup to our list of subgroups, whether it's you or I, Caitlin, or members of the subgroup. I will do
Okay.
it.
Thank you.
Immediately upon saying that out loud, I realized I'm throwing myself under the bus, but yes, I will do it.
Sounds great. All right. Thank you all. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.